This is Crick Info Audio. Welcome to Crick Info Audio. I'm Amit Verma. India were all out for 200 on the first day of the fourth test against West Indies at Jamaica, and I'm chatting about the game now with my colleague S. Rajesh. Rajesh, India had a really good chance to take the upper hand in this series in the first two tests, but they failed to get a result in those tests, and one got the sense that Brian Lara was looking forward to the last test at Jamaica, as that's a venue where West Indies have done well of late, and India have struggled. Well, Lara's wait seems to have been worthwhile, and India are beginning to pay for not winning either of those first two tests. West Indies have grabbed their opportunity here, and I think the bowlers deserve more credit than the pitch.
Yes, all the reports that one has been reading about the pitch has been a little strange. Even at the toss, Dravid, of course, decided to bat. But even Lara said that had he won the toss, he would have batted as well. He said the pitch was underprepared, that it wouldn't be a good idea to bat on the fourth and fifth days here. So it seemed like a fair decision to bat first. It seemed like the batsmen would do well, they would get a big score. And even Lara seemed quite disconsolate at the toss. But from the moment the first ball was bowled, it seemed like it was a very bad toss for India to have won. Right from the start, the pitch was doing something, but more than that, it was the West Indian bowlers. I think for the first time in the series, all four of them bowled as a pack and exploited the conditions exceptionally well. It started with Collins and Jerome Taylor, and then Collymo was there as well. Yeah, the problem with the West Indian pace attack has often been that they can move the ball around, but they lack in direction. In this case, all the four bowlers bowled a perfectly tight line and length, and with the pitch doing something, there was always a chance that the batsman would make an error and would get out. And that's exactly what happened. It's easy to say that the Indian batsmen crumbled and, you know, they were not up to the mark. But against this kind of an attack, it took a lot of doing for the batsmen to score runs. And in this case, the Indians were just not up to the mark.
Rajesh, the Indian batting today was bewildering. It's such a highly regarded batting order, and we've been talking down the West Indies bowling lineup all series. But India's batsmen made 29 in 29 overs before lunch, at one an over, and just 200 in the day. What happens to the Indian batsmen when there's even a little juice in the pitch?
Well, what happens is that their technical flaws get exposed. Generally, in Test cricket today, we don't see too many pitches doing a bit for the bowlers in which the ball is seaming around and swinging a bit. Most of the pitches that we come across today are very good batting pitches. In fact, the definition of a good pitch seems to be that one where the batsman can plonk his front foot and drive through the line. And in the few pitches where that is not the case, the Indian batsmen have struggled. It happened in Karachi earlier this year. It happened against England in Bombay. And this is happening again now. And each time, the think tank seems to say that, oh, this was a one-off case and our batsmen have been in very good form throughout the series. But this one-off case is only happening because these pitches have been one-off cases. But every time that the team has encountered such a pitch, they have struggled on it. And even if we go batsman by batsman, all of them do have technical flaws. Sehwag today was admittedly unlucky to get out the way he did. But after that, Jafar was bowled off a ball which he really should have defended. Lakshman hung around, but again, he was dropped very early in his innings. Yuvraj and Kef especially, his shortcomings against a short ball was clearly exposed yet again. So we might say that it's a very strong batting lineup, but if we go player by player and just analyze their technique, then each of them has flaws which can be exploited on a pitch like this against a bowling attack as accurate and disciplined as the West Indians were today.
Except for Rahul Dravid.
What can you say about him? He was, even when he came in with the team two down, right from the first ball, he seemed to be the only batsman who could, you know, cope with this seam movement and the pace and the variable bounce on the pitch. His technique was, again, as we've come to expect from him, absolutely flawless. He just went about his task like he would normally. Again, it's possible to say that he should have picked up the scoring rate, but on a pitch like this and with wickets falling at the other end, that was extremely difficult to do. And he just showed the other batsmen what is possible with patience and a technique like his. But then again, in the absence of Sachin Tendulkar, there is no one else in the Indian lineup who can bat the way he does or show this kind of grit and determination and technique in these conditions. So I guess the Indians are missing Sachin yet again, and it's coming to the fore quite starkly now.
Rajesh, a blunt question. Do you think the Indian bowlers have it in them to pull this match back?
No, I don't think so. From what we have seen of this Indian attack, Munaf and Srishant are reasonably good, but I think that the pitch will settle down into a much better batting track on the second and third day, and that will suit West Indies perfectly. And again, I don't think there'll be so much in the track for the spinners, and I do hope that Anil Kumble does not bowl from Brian Jeerling's end in this match like he did in the previous one. But even then, I think the West Indians are in a very good position to post a score of more than 400, take a big lead, and then from there, India can only hope for rain.
Thanks, Rajesh. Four more days of this test series to go, and we'll bring you audio content on each of those days. To access our audio content directly, do come over to cricinfo.com/audio, and please do send us your feedback to audio@cricinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricinfo Audio.
This is Cricinfo Audio.